Quiet and a continuation of Visit Miss Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 2 right and a continuation of Visit with Miss Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 2 right and a continuation of Visit with Miss Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 2 right and a continuation of Visit with Miss Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 2 right and a continuation of Visit Miss Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71.
That's I didn't say. Well, she and the girls, you know, they were just going from table to table to see everybody was tended to. Come over and picked up the bowl of okra and I said, ah, that's my okra. And she said, I'm just going to show Bob this something. Bob says she's going to pick up on that pearl and hold it. And I'm going to take a picture while she's... So I'm going to make a ticket out of my mouth. Let's just put it in and hold it up again. I said, well, don't hold on my dish of okra. And we liked about that.
Hey, they were all working around me.
All right.
Hey, Kitty, what is that? Ms., I'm going around there sometime to see your neighbors. You make all the noise you want. We don't care. We're not a lady's party. Ms. Bell, do you know her? Well, now, is she a Mixon or just married a Mixon?
Mm-hmm. She's Maxie.
She's Maxie. I know Maxie now, you see. I've been over there and
the other one that's with her, Lois. She's Maxie's sister, too.
Oh, two sisters right there.
Both of them with her.
Miss
Alice may not be quite as old as I am. I know Lois same, because she's younger than
Alice. She's got a little bit of everything. Some have that ivy on it.
I don't
some
know.
Well, who was Belle?
She's
married.
A Mr. Bell.
You like it out of a bottle or out of a glass?
Sister.
I'll just put here.
I don't know.
Glass.
Any more. I don't know his name or anything.
You can.
But I think he's got.
I'm going to swipe a swig. I don't want to hold knife.
I'm named Carly.
You don't. Well, I'll tell you what, you drink what you want. And
I
we'll
just take so much during the day, you know, I can put one of these in the box.
From under the other?
Yeah. Well, I put anywhere from 3 to 4 in
just
the box.
Just like toothache pain.
Keep them cool.
Yeah, I
by the cotton.
That's
right.
Just
uh-huh.
And you'll buck in that old.
But
I went for years and years and years and years.
So you'll want more than that. That's just a start.
I had you out here much. And not a one of them was the cake.
Yeah, I took some of that.
Not a one of them.
Yeah.
But my wisdom tooth back there, when I cut it.
Well,
I
is Frankie working? He's working more than usual, isn't he?
Come out and up our shoulder.
Well, yeah.
Stay
I
in
had too much time to work.
But that was the only one
while.
Decayed,
kind of caught up, then me being sick.
Well, now over there, they have been out of your range. You didn't get that far away from
them.
I mean, they were,
that,
you drove them.
Of course, he could have got
here
for if he had study work. Now,
they
I had been giving him
back
more than 3 days or 3.5 days. Sometimes he gave 2 days. Just according to what's to be done. But now,
I reckon
he's got such a little bit down to his back.
Born and raised.
He can spare Frankie.
That's
over
where Max is living. I'm at the same house now.
That same house.
Oh, she worked.
It was two-story, and he cut it down to one-story. He told me.
Mm-hmm.
And
now
that
he's
was
mowing
over
the
house.
Yeah. Her old man Jim makes them. What's their day?
He said last week, he said, that's going to sit in good ring.
A few times. I never did this around when he was going to
have me there.
And I didn't visit before the couple story off of the
Brown Mole's pond, you know, down in the dream, didn't it? Got it
I know it was there because I've seen it.
Yeah.
For real.
But let's say, let's see now, which one of his girls
and it
was it?
You're saying first or last week. It's not such a ghost rain this week. Lord, been working in that
somebody
parade.
And he didn't want to go in.
So
and I think
the rain
I may
be
I may have part of his heart. Anyway, it's one of his girls.
Oh, that's it.
And
like
her sweetheart.
Just pour it down.
Yeah.
And when it just pours.
Well, who's here?
Well, just look. There's a big surprise.
Skin and bone.
Well, how to do?
Just here, that's all.
Are you looking healthy as your sister?
Little kind of
you.
Little
did you ever
coming
see a
in
man
there.
Like she done?
And
my man, she lost weight. She was down here before.
Jim Feast. Was sitting up there the stairs with his shotgun.
Yes, he said she was really
waiting
for him. She really did look good.
Yeah,
it's hot.
We put out some seed this morning, Richard, and I've been sitting up at the office, and I'm getting so flabby I can't walk without sweating.
You want some of my drink? I'll take a little
no,
more.
No, no, he hasn't drank. That's kind of steady.
Oh, I don't bet he. That'd be enough for him.
Rose was here, but
he doesn't.
I think that was.
He just drinks when I say he doesn't. Oh, that's a help. Golly. Whew, got him.
That is his first flight.
Yeah, I need low circulation.
We got some mighty fierce, low-looking clouds out there. We don't want them to get that mattress wet.
My
oh, they do look fierce.
Mother,
I think, or one of his Dovers.
Oh yeah.
That's a gift.
Now that now we'll feel good.
Now
oh, now we can enjoy our Pepsi better. But Jeanette.
See, Miss Jeanette, she can't sit in the house without sitting on without her fan.
And this girl.
I did yesterday and today. That's right, you didn't have one today.
You didn't have.
I got one, but I didn't have it on. In the cool morning, you know, Sunday night. I was right to the place.
You run around there.
I
have
short
sleeves.
Yeah.
I knew that.
In his room, and you come back out with one of those long sleeves, tan work shirts I got. Now you drink all that now. She left it for you.
Oh, he got Kitty.
But I think Gilbert.
You didn't get his dog.
That's good stuff, isn't it?
Sis.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, Kim's got a big bottle this time, so we can
do it for sure.
The only trouble is, I got too many.
Got them almost give to her. That's right. We ran into a sale.
One brother, I think. I'm not sure.
I'll just send you all out and let you do the buying.
Yeah, the old horse swatter.
Yeah.
About to get my swatter back in. Thank you.
Where'd y'all come? Where'd y'all do all that sales stuff, see?
Mm-hmm. Well, we just ran into
that
it.
That was my sister-in-law, mother's
we
name.
Didn't.
Lula?
Lula. Mixon, I think. And she married Mr. Feaster. And I think
But you didn't see much of them. They were just in another community over there, weren't they?
Yeah. They were back up Shiloh section and Waukehude.
Yes.
But they come to our church. A lot of them was Baptists. A lot of them was Methodists. But I'll never forget the time when good Joe Matthews died. He was a Mason and Masonic.
Yeah.
And but old man Jim Mixon, he was blind. He couldn't see. He had to be led around.
Yeah.
And when he was buried, old man John Feaster, he read the to-dos, you know, assigned funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Read his rites, his everything. And Mr. Jim Feaster and Maxie were standing over there, pretty close to a pine tree right off from the grave. And Mr. Mixon says, and it was a Maxie, and he says, Maxie? Yes, Paul. Ain't that old John Feaster? Hush, Paul. And Mr. Feaster, he kept on with his talk and all. I said, Maxie. Yes, Paul, be quiet. Ain't that old John Feaster? There's quite a few of them had to come back home and get back out.
Now that was at the Masonic
funeral.
Mm-hmm.
That was Cousin Joe Matthews. He was a Mason. John Feaster was performing the services. And Jimmy couldn't see him, but he could hear him. He said, Maxie, ain't that old John Feaster?
Now, Matthews, is that Earl's family? No.
Ken Tender.
Yeah.
His father and Cousin Joe were brothers. His father was named Will Matthews. And the and he was buried out there at the McFall Cemetery out between Flemington and Wilson. My father-in-law and mother-in-law, and one sister and two cousins, I think. And my father-in-law and mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and my, well, it was an infant baby. They don't know whether it was a little boy or a little girl. It's buried out there, right out in the open woods. Of course, Earl Case, keeping it kind of fenced around. It's Earl K. Edwards Center, you know.
Yeah.
But the Matthews, it's all in one little patch.
Yeah. Where was their headquarters, Miss Jenny, when they was over back of you?
Who?
The Matthews.
Well,
see, I don't know.
Cousin Joe lived up on the hill, way back up in the back of us.
Yeah. See, I don't know any Matthews.
And then Will Matthews,
married Uncle Cooper Chitty in Mekinoke, where Matthews married his daughter Annie.
Oh.
And Joe Matthews married Uncle Martin's daughter Annie.
Yeah.
So Cousin Annie Joe and Cousin Annie Will.
Yeah.
That's the way it told Paul.
Yeah.
And when let me see, somebody else.
Is any, how did, now that's over there close to where Everett lives. His daddy was, what's his name?
His daddy was named Ed.
Ed.
And his granddaddy was named Ed.
Yeah.
And they called his daddy Eddie. And when my brother come up here, we all called him Eddie. And he was working for the Smith. So they changed his name to Bill Dixon. Just got to call him Bill instead of Eddie.
Oh, really?
So there's three Eds. Eddie's Grandpa Smith, Mr. Eddie Smith,
yeah,
and my brother Eddie. So they got to call him. There's something they want on you to know. Some of them wanted to know what his other name was.
Well, was
was
Grandpa Ed or Eddie Smith either one? Was they just like the rest of it? They was poor, wasn't they?
Well, they had plenty to eat and wear, but I can go tell you how them taxes worked out with them. Well, they had a lot of land,
yeah,
a lot of stock,
yeah,
and things like that. I mean, taxes.
Oh yeah.
Pulled up on them.
Yeah. So that's what they meant when they said land poor, wasn't it? Now, how did Eddie Smith happen to marry into the Whittingtons, Miss? Oh, they lived out there, didn't they?
Well, the Whittingtons all lived back. The Smiths lived this way,
yeah,
and the Whittingtons lived up that way.
But it wasn't far apart, was it?
Hmm?
Was it far apart?
It's good ways. Mr. Jess Jones bought the old the old John Whittington place.
Yeah.
And Avery Whittington's father had his down again, goes out. Now you can go to Macintosh on this grade road goes through here.
Mm-hmm.
And then cottage cheese. And this is the meat I want you to eat if you just have to take it in a spoon and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Just say it's good for me.
What kind of meat is it?
I'm not going to tell you. But if it don't taste right to me, it sure ain't going to.
Yes,
sir. See, Miss Chitty sends a blessing for us.
Oh, yes.
May the Lord make us thankful for what we've got to receive. Ask for Christ's sake, in me. I cut it up for you.
And Charlie Gray.
Okay.
And Miss Mary is the one who played the organ whenever Uncle Rhett drove that cattle across the place.
No,
there.
She wasn't there. That was later years, too. His wife was playing the piano.
Oh, that was his wife playing the piano. Well, how did I get it? Gray, the name Gray sticks in my mind.
Well, because they were staying at Cousin Charlie Gray's.
Oh, they was working for her. He was working for Cousin Charlie.
Yes.
but he couldn't get them cattle going during the week.
No, he couldn't do it on Saturday, Friday, and on the back. He had to wait on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Hey, can you get close enough to that, Chris?
Yeah, stick away about that. Well, all we need, Faye, is some good old okra cooked in the pot.
And you know, I have some small okra. We remember we bought it?
Yeah.
And I put it in the refrigerator, and I can't find it.
Oh, really?
You suppose I ate? It was the most beautiful small okra. When you all started about talking about okra, I thought, I'm going to have it for tonight. Never could find it.
Where did we buy some okra?
Now,
was that out? Huh?
Bought that beautiful down at Bill Denny's.
Oh, yeah. Got here recently.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we ate that, didn't we?
I thought I had some left.
No, I don't know. I don't see many men that can handle the, you know, can doctor people very much. They don't seem to be turned that way.
I know.
You've never been sick in your life, have you, Mrs. Teddy?
Yes, sir. Been sick several times. No business. I miss she'd even put salt on a fruit salad. Well,
you're not the one that had that dropsy.
My father had it too. I had heart dropsy. Dr. Daly now, his father was our doctor then.
Yes. But he cured you.
Well, he saved my life.
Yeah.
And I was swollen up all over my face, my neck, my arms, and all when I went to old Dr. Daly.
Was that the way it affects you?
Yes, I can hardly get on those shoes.
I don't think I ever saw that, anything like that.
Well, I don't think I ever did either. Just swollen all over. Face was even swollen. My eye looked like something back in here. No, but I found it one time here. Sure. Good and fat.
Oh, really?
Well, you didn't know what was wrong with you when you went, did you? No. But after he called Frank to one side and was talking to him, Frank was facing me. And when Dr. Daly told him what he did, I seen in Frank's eyes an expression on his face. And he just put my mind. Heart drops.
Oh, really?
Just by looking at your husband's face.
Hmm.
And I tell them now, stay at home. And it's, all right, and y'all keep on. Doctor says I've got a heart failure trouble. Now just keep on. And I says, and that swelling represents heart drop. Says, keep on. Keep on. You're going to be excited sometime. I'll pass out on you.
Well, you don't have swelling now.
My feet swollen up here 2 weeks ago. Right, Saturday, and they swole Saturday, and they swole Saturday night, and all day Sunday I can hardly get them old big boxcar shoes with so much.
You don't mean now you're going to have that again?
I did have it. And I know Dr. Daly must know it's my heart. Reading, I can't have salt.
Mm-hmm. But they're down now.
See?
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me that Suzanne had been out to see me missing?
That's what Suzanne said. She dropped by to see him.
Well, good for her.
She came. Suzanne came last week, didn't she? Mm-hmm.
I can't remember now just what day, but it must have been Wednesday. Or Friday. Which book? Anyway, she was by then. So she brought me cold drink.
Oh, she did.
Oh, really? She remembered what you were fond of.
Well, she was here. You know, she went out and Ms. Miles one time to get me.
Oh, that's
stop,
right.
Got drinks over there.
Yeah.
That's right. I'd forgotten that. Well, and she remembered.
When you all... Did you all, Ms. Chitty, did you all, when Mr. Frank was living, you all went out on Sunday afternoon ride then too, didn't you?
Yes, sir, when we had something to go in.
Well?
We finally didn't have nothing to go with the horse and wagon. That was the nearest neighbor. And then we got our first Model T. We rode around a little.
Well, where did you all go then? You didn't go off far like you do now.
We go out through Fairfield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And out around that way. Mm-hmm. But cut a shortcut through Reddick, met MacIntosh, little stops, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you all went out on those little rides, you didn't stop very much. You just
kept going. So
just looked around. You didn't go out to visit.
Mm-hmm. Just riding around.
That's when the boys like to go down those little hills?
Yes. They like the little hills. Huh? Kathy, I've got to put some salt on you. I think it eats you.
That seems like a long time since we've had a visit, doesn't it?
Well, it has been a long time.
Hmm. Hmm.
How long has your mother been gone?
Well, see, she left September. I guess the first week of September, mother left. And I guess, is that the last time we've seen you?
Oh, gee whiz. Don't tell me it's been that long.
No, we went over and got her before we got, before we had to go to work. We went over. But it's been a long time. It's been over a month. It's been 6 weeks.
It has?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
It's been over a month.
It's just shameful how the time passes, isn't it?
This is liver, ain't it?
Calves.
I can't eat it.
You can't.
I don't like liver.
Well, it's calf liver, and I thought maybe, you know, it's a different, it's not beef liver, it's calf. But I'll give you some ham if you really have it.
No, don't matter.
It's right here. Mm.
That's all right.
You ate it over here once before. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe you'd like it.
Well, sometimes it tastes a little different, Faye.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's so good. I can't, it's so much better than that beef.
Well, the cooked liver at home, you know, when I first come home. And, oh, dang it. Got turned against it.
Mm-hmm. Give me just a little piece of that, too.
Well, this is really good ham.
And he sold it?
I think you can eat it, Miss Chitty. I'll just give you a little piece of it. It's a special kind.
I don't need a big piece of ham. Just a taste. Because I eat all the liver. Thank you. That's a pretty good sized piece. Considering. I just want to taste. I haven't seen old Willie. I haven't run into Frankie. I've been out of touch with everybody since going back up at the office. I don't even see my neighbors over here.
Oh, that rain was just right for your ryegrass seed, wasn't it?
Sure. I put out a little seed this morning. And what I never put that ryegrass out before. And what I needed to do was talk to Eric. He put it out a whole lot of it last year. And just see how he did it.
I don't know, babe. Thank you.
That's right. That's the first time. That's where you heard about it, isn't it?
Well, he put out some for Maxie. And he put out and some for Everett. He was all hitched up, you know.
Uh-huh.
So they just got him to put it out.
No, don't you give me too much salad.
Now you can eat all that. That's nothing but just fruit. You get spanked if you don't clean your plate.
I'm first. I'm going to leave you there.
Well, you can leave this. I have a great big board to spank you with.
Well,
And I haven't seen Margaret. I miss little Bisson like that. Oh yes. Lehman and Martin both were in the hospital since I've seen you, Miss Chitty.
Last time she called to see if, if we wanted to go riding again. And was I answered the phone and told us I couldn't get off on the kind of Raymond bitch?
That's right. Everybody was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
And then we had
Martin, he had a he was in the hospital.
That's right.
Had an operation. Raymond was in the hospital. I tell you, we've had to put her up over there for a while. I don't know where there's any roof for us after I come home. It was before.
Now Martin was in the hospital at Gainesville. Mm-hmm. Lehman was over at Williston.
And we couldn't kill one bird. Couldn't kill two birds with one shot.
Had to go to two places.
Well, how did you manage?
We didn't get to go see Martin. He had told him that he didn't want too many of them. Too much company, you know. And he knows how Margaret is. If she'd do anything and he didn't look for him, she'd have to break down, squall and bawl, and he can't stand that.
Now, what is that?
I say he knows Margaret can't stand to go in when any of her people is suffering or anything, you know. He'd have to squall and bawl if he didn't look just so to suit her.
Oh, she can't. Does she do that with Lehman, too?
And she does that with him pretty near every night, if you want to know the truth. Crying sometimes during the night.
Gee whiz, Miss
Terry. Of course, I haven't been up there to see her. I know most she must cry because she goes to his room two and three. Have all started. Stone Alvin and Hafe Alvin.
Oh, really?
Since she had this last spell.
Uh-huh. She just worries that much. Well, yes, I can imagine that.
I didn't know anything like that.
Well, Amy's seemed like, no, I guess I did. It seemed like I had been over here the weekend, you know, before we went in the hospital.
Yeah.
But I think that's the week that your mother...
I believe it was.
Had.
Yeah.
I believe it was.
And there was a... a friend, boy. I guess you call him friend, wasn't neighbor. Just another man in the room with Lehman with you on Sunday. Carried him in there. Everything that they had to do to him before they carried him to his room. And when Lehman Key come to, he done been attended to, you know.
Uh-huh.
Him and Frankie worked on Frankie's fence, Frankie's bull, and Buddy Stevenson's bull had just completely tore up Frankie's fence in several places around there.
Yes, I remember
about that.
I don't remember.
Weren't there extra Frankie come in from work and went up staying. Worked on for Saturday all to noon, all day. That's bring up words, I believe. They went to, I think he was up there. I won't be positive, but I know he wasn't home. I guess it was Willis where he was at. And anyway,
that's nothing.
I don't know where it was Friday. Margaret called Sybil and told tell Frankie to come home. His bull was out.
Oh.
I had been out. And at Langman, find him back in, so he come in. I don't know anything. He got tangled up with it anyway. So he didn't go back. He worked for Albert Fry. Come in down. And hadn't been long gone back. And Margaret called Albert's house. Louise answered, that's Albert's wife. And told her to tell Frankie that his bull was out, or had been out, and could get in as soon as he could so they could get it back in.
Is that right?
Brown Sugar Martin broke him down there close to Clurston, I think, is where that big sugar foundry is at.
Mm-hmm.
He and his wife went down to see some of the her people, somebody down there, and they come back by the sugar foundry then. He got that roll right through. Roll rice now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Roll sugar.
Uh-huh. And they gave us some, so we have some.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Brought a big box for home. We got him some out. Brought the rest of it down there to us. Margaret finally got it into big milk cartons like that over there.
Oh, yeah.
4, 5, 6, 7, I don't know. And had that little plastic bowl left over.
I just figured Margaret, you know, was just efficient and never just went ahead and was business-like everywhere she went.
She tries to be business-like where she needs to be, and she tries to be. Nurse maid, wife, housekeeper for two houses. And when my sister was down there, of course, that relieved Margaret a whole lot to get more done up at her house. But I'm going to tell you what about Lane. Then Saturday, I believe it was, Lehman went up to the field. Well, anyway, they got the fence fixed, you know, where the cows couldn't get in or out. He went up to see whether Frank's bull had broke out somewhere or something. But it happened. And he wasn't feeling good either, because he took Frank some Friday evening, I think. But the bull evening before. Anyway, the Sunday morning, Frankie was gonna work, do some more work on the fence. Because he knew if he left it like it was, it wouldn't be nothing to none of them to work and push through, you know.
Yeah.
He stopped and asked Margaret if he had something about the bull and how many posts he had now you'd have to carry up there. Well, Margaret stepped, she hadn't been but just a few minutes, about 10, 15 minutes before, talked to Langman. And then she started back in her room. Langman drove the truck up in front of the old house, was talking to her. And told us, Layman, how many posts he thought he'd need up. She went back to talk to Layman. Layman ain't told him how many posts he needed to yet. Oh. It just ran out that quick.
Oh, really?
Just into a hard comb. Margaret run in and called Frankie and told to get Monroe to come quick. That Layman had passed out. As he's in another coma and I can't get a thing, just can't get him to take no orange juice, just can't get a thing done with it. And he's just plumb stiff. I can't get him up where I can force him to drink. And so Frankie, he goes back to the house, gets the car, goes up to Monroe, and gets Monroe and Danny to come help him. Put Layman in the car. Margaret, Layman, Monroe, and Danny goes. Well, I didn't know what was going on. Dead end. Come down. His grandma, she says, anything you want, I could fix for you to eat? I hadn't even got up. Well, between 7 and 8 o'clock, you know.
I'm going to sneeze.
No, I'm sneeze.
Not worth anything in my mouth, I ain't. Anyway, Betty, I know she didn't look just right. What's the matter, Betty? She says, I was going to go to church. Daddy had a spell and they had to take him to, over to the doctor. I imagine they sent him to the hospital. Well, Margaret didn't call us, you know. She got there to let us know what was being done. Later on, Layman and Danny come back. Monroe and Danny come back and told us that the doctor had him put down in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. So that was the way he got. Well, you had a lot of hospital people I know there.
Well, he hadn't been in the hospital twice.
Oh, he'd been over there, I see. One time, that scared the fits out of all of us. We got him in the car, carried him over to the. But before we got there with him good, he got to where he kind of knew what was going on.
Yeah.
He says, "Why are you taking me?" Mark says, "Taking you over to the hospital, get a shot or see if the doctor knows what's the matter." Got over there and I think he claimed to charge him $2 or $4 for a glass of orange juice.
Yeah.
And see, you don't see the doctor unless it is necessary for him to come down, because he's generally home at night.
Yeah.
And daytime, he's over at his office if he ain't off on some other trip.
Yeah.
But anyway, when he got there, Marcus, the layman, didn't know nothing. They just got him out of the car. They brought a wheelchair, you know, and rolled him in. And I reckon done him just like did me, only I knew that I was awake and all, and knew what was going on. But I just couldn't understand the little doctor.
Oh, really? Is that right?
I just couldn't understand the little doctor. My doctor wasn't there. That's yeah. Daily.
Yeah.
So that just drove me right into McCoy's and just, I reckon this little fella helps both.
Yeah. So Margaret has to watch him pretty close then, Miss Chitty.
And then, when they got him, they got him in the hospital, and he come out of the coma sometime.
Mm-hmm.
So now, for sure. And gave him a shot, I reckon, and then gave him some breakfast. Gave me dinner.
Uh-huh. Well.
And his supper. And his bed also.
And his bed also, yes.
And I think he was in there on Sunday night. So sometime Monday, Mr. Bradford, he was put in there. With Raymond, in the morning, I guess in the morning, for the heart failure.
Oh, he had a heart failure, yeah.
And then he got a, him and Layman got acquainted with one another. Layman called him his buddy. Buddy this, his buddy.
Yeah.
And so when Layman got out of the hospital, Monday morning, after, a week after he'd been in there a week, you see, one Sunday, and Mr. Bedford did too. But they had to take him back, Mr. Red. I don't keep up with anything anymore. So don't tell me anything you don't want me to tell, because I'll forget it. I remember it anymore.
Well, you're a good one to tell, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I can see how Margaret would have to
But before they could get Mr. Edward back to the hospital, they got him back there, I think, wasn't that long before he died.
Well, now, I don't know him, do I?
I don't know if he lived at Reddick.
Oh, did he? I don't know anybody much at Reddick. Well, Miss Chitty, Margaret has had sickness in the family for a good while, hasn't she?
Then you might see.
pretty much all of them married now. Pretty much.
Oh. Well, now that's she can't get off. She can't get off.
And she's had three major operations herself.
Oh, she has.
Shut up. I'm putting it in as fast as I can.
I'm going to put my stick away pretty soon.
You going to do what?
Put my switch away pretty soon. You're about to get it down.
Well, Margaret couldn't very well go off and on a job even if she wanted to, could she?
Well, he don't have the spells in daytime.
He don't?
No.
Isn't old?
We think a lot of it's caused from the work he does. Now sometimes he'll get out there with a lawnmower and he'll work and he'll push and he'll pull and he'll fret till he gets that thing started. Well, he's done give out, Mr. Miles.
Oh, he hasn't got much strength.
Nothing, he done give out. And then after he gets started, he'll mow and he'll mow, mow. Maybe he'll push her down and say somewhere, go get him a drink of orange juice, drink cold water, drink milk, glass of milk, something like that. I can get right back out there and stay waiting and resting a little while more. He goes right back. Maybe the old more choke up.
Yeah.
Choke up and stop.
Oh, yes.
And then you have to work and work.
Gotta fight that.
And you start again. He's clean out of breath and strength.
I didn't know he did any work like that now, Miss Chitty. I thought Frankie did all the mowing and everything.
And they run two mowers and I here for the last 2-3 weeks. He'll mow, Frankie will mow. He runs his mower and Frankie runs his.
Oh, they both got a mower.
Keep that thing mowed.
They've got three hand mowers, but one riding mower.
Oh,
have they? Why, Miss Chitty, a riding mower.
Yes. Frankie got it going that one day and something happened to it. Wouldn't work no more.
Yeah. Miss Chitty, Will is afraid to come down there. He's afraid to go anywhere. Because he'll find all that machinery broke down and have to fix it, won't he?
No, they care to him.
They do.
They want it bad enough, need it bad enough, they'll care to wear it away from them.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, those old mowers, with the motors on them. I never would get one of them to run. They stall more than they run when I'm handling them. And break down. Now I can use the tractor more because it's, you see, you don't have that little old gasoline mower on it, motor on it. But gee whiz. Don't talk to me about those little old pile of mowers.
So Margaret had operations of her own, and then then she has to watch after Lehman.
Since I'm sick, she just worries. That's it. Don't worry about it. I ain't going till my time comes on, huh?
Oh, you mean she worries about you? Well, she didn't used to, because you've been healthy all your life, haven't you?
Well, pretty healthy. But my... in my young days, I wasn't too healthy. But kind of in my middle life and years long, I got on pretty good.
Yeah.
But in the last year or so, I did. Kind of under the well a lot of times, and they didn't know it.
Oh, you were?
I wasn't let them know it.
Didn't want,
oh, really?
Didn't want them to worry about
it. Well, I didn't think you had any symptoms at all until you, just a month or so before you went to the hospital.
Yes, sir. That's some more something. I found it. Well, I enjoyed myself and sorry I couldn't eat the calf liver, but I just can't eat neither one. Count okay.
It's all right. I'd be glad to give you some orange sherbet.
No. Water. That was dirty in that. That was dirty in that.
Thank you, Bert.
I got one swallow down in it. Pop right back and made me my nose. I've got a great niece. I'm funny she can. She can get maybe half the burp one time, you know. And she can go on for hours after that, just burp with one burp. Early trouble.
You mean?
Man, I want to God to quit that burping.
I guess so.
Just going, rup, rup, rup. And she changed the colors of them. I mean the sounds of them, too. I don't know whether there's any colors about them.
At least they sound different.
Oh, well, I'll get your dishwasher ready now and let me help you clean up the dishes.
Oh, no, we don't bother with them. We just let them wash themselves.
I'm the dishwasher, Miss Judy. I'll take care of the cows and wash the dishes.
I get home. I wish to goodness you would go over and bring that old woman here to dirty up so many dishes and glasses.
Don't tell me. I've waited all week to see you tonight. Oh, I can't put that on yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll take it off.
That's
some more.
They're the biggest bottles. We were so piggy we couldn't afford not to get the big bottles.
One thing.
And that was at the
We got those for 80 cents, and the others, the little ones, were gonna cost us a dollar. So
can I pour it out?
Well, how do you figure the putting on special?
Well, I don't know. The girl herself was a little surprised that these big ones were on sale.
Yeah. Well, they must have a big demand for them.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of people that like Pepsi.
I seen a sign outside where it says 20 bottles free.
Yeah.
Well, we missed out. We should have got them.
You say what?
Probably had to buy a lot of stuff.
Saturday night pick and save, I know, on TV.
Yeah.
I don't see them. See it anywhere, read anywhere, and just see these on TV. It says,
Puffins, I guess.
Pick and save. Right on. They,